Let's turn to Joshua 24, the 24th chapter of Joshua.
I'll read two, and then if the sisters will read two, and then the brethren, we can go around that way. Joshua, the 24th chapter. And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and called for the elders of Israel, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said unto all the people, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods.
And I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood, and led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and I multiplied his seed, and gave him Isaac. And I gave unto Isaac Jacob and Esau, and I gave unto Esau Mount Seir, to possess it, but Jacob and his children went down into Egypt.
I sent to Moses also, and Aaron, and I played Egypt, according to that which I did among them. And afterward I brought you out, and I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and ye came unto the sea. And the Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and horsemen unto the Red Sea.
And when they cried unto the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea upon them, and covered them. And your eyes have seen what I have done in Egypt, and ye dwelt in the wilderness a long season. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites, which dwelt on the other side Jordan, and they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand, that ye might possess their land, and I destroyed them from before you.
And then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and warred against Israel, and sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not hearken unto Balaam, therefore he blessed you still, so I delivered you out of his hand.
And he went over Jordan, and came unto Jericho, and the men of Jericho fought against you. The Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Girgashites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I delivered them into your hand. And I sent the hornet before you, which dragged them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with thy sword, nor with thy bow.
And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye built not, and ye dwell in them. Of the vineyards and olive yards which ye planted not do ye eat. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord.
And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods.
For the Lord our God, he is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherever we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God.
And Joshua said unto the people, Ye cannot serve the Lord, for he is an holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If ye forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that he hath done you good.
And the people said unto Joshua, Nay, but we will serve the Lord. people. Ye are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen you, the Lord, to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses.
Now therefore put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our God will be served, and his voice will be obeyed.
So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day, and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and took a great stone and set it up there under an oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord.
And Joshua said unto all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness unto us, for it hath heard all the words of the Lord which he spake unto us. It shall be therefore a witness unto you, lest ye deny your God. So Joshua let the people depart, every man unto his inheritance.
And it came to pass after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Serah, which is in Mount Ephraim, on the north side of the hill of Gath.
And Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that overlived Joshua, and which had known all the works of the Lord that he had done for Israel. Let's read the last two together.
And the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, buried they in Shechem, in a parcel of ground which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, and it became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. And Eleazar the son of Aaron died, and they buried him in a hill that pertained to Phinehas his son, which was given him in Mount Ephraim.
Dare to stand like Joshua, dare to say the word. As for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Glory.
That's good, of course, to learn and to get into your soul. Praise the Lord. Maybe I'll sing it again. The rest of you can sing it with me.
Dare to stand like Joshua. Dare to say the word. As for me and for my house, we will serve.
What a momentous occasion this must have been. Probably there were a few of the people who were old that had gone through the wilderness along with Joshua, and probably there were a few people who had maybe even come out of Egypt with him. After all, it was only those who were under 20 years old who died in the wilderness, and so there could have been those who were, well, just babes, 20 years old, and then folks who had gone these 25 years, 40 years and 25, they could have been pretty close to 100. There were probably a few of them there. And then, of course, there were many who had seen some of the other wonders that God had wrought. And probably there were quite a number who had seen Moses 25 years before this, crossed the River Jordan. And now, but naturally, there was primarily a new generation that was at hand. And the last outstanding link is being broken, so to speak. Joshua gathers these people together and he rehearses very briefly but succinctly the history of the children of Israel, actually from the days of Abraham on. And then he places before them the choice. If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now, of course, the people immediately answered, why, of course, we'll serve the Lord. Absolutely. But Joshua says to them, you cannot serve God, for he is an holy God. He is a jealous God. And he knew that the natural man, the way of the natural man, was to depart from God. And so he places before them the warning, but they said, nay, but we will serve the Lord. And then he says, now you are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen you the Lord to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. And the people said, verse 24, unto Joshua, the Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey. Three or four times they were very strong in their pronunciation of the fact that they would serve God. Now we know, of course, what happened very quickly after Joshua died and the elders which overlived Joshua. As long as the elders which were serving with Joshua lived, why, they seemed to have walked in the way of God. But afterwards, why, they quickly departed when they did not have a strong leadership. How important a strong leader is. That's a very important thing. And God wants to have strong leaders. People who will take their stand and who will stand for the ways and the right ways of God. God wants pillars in churches. Those who will take their stand and stand for the will of God to be done and the work of God to be accomplished. Oh, how important, how necessary that is. Very, very important and very, very necessary. But overshadowing everything is this stand of Joshua and this word of Joshua, the twofold aspect of it. Choose you this day whom ye will serve. All of us have within ourselves the power of choice, whether we are going to go God's way or whether we are going to go the way of the world, the way of the flesh. We have the choice. The choice is up to us what we are going to do. Oh, thank God that we have the power of the Holy Spirit to enable us to follow God and to do the will of God. But this word of Joshua, but as for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord. Do whatever you please. As for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord. It takes something to take a stand like that, and we often have to take it. Let others do what they will. But as far as I'm concerned, by God's grace, it's not said in pride, it shouldn't be. Not said in self-confidence, at least it shouldn't be. But there is a place for us to say in faith, and definitely I'm going to go God's way, as for let others do what they will. And some of you have heard, you heard this morning Mrs. Bauer speak of the a minister in Zion who was known as Elder Brooks, and his wife, of course, was Mrs. Brooks. Her first name was Sarah, and her sister, that is her younger sister's name, was Lydia. And I remember their telling, I'm not positive at the moment which one it was, but I think it was, it doesn't make any difference. But they were saying how that as young girls, they were in a very rather spiritual Methodist church, and they loved the Lord very dearly. But of course, as in every spiritual church, there are the natural ones. You're never going to get away from it. You're going to have the natural and the spiritual in every congregation as long as we are here upon this earth. There are going to be those who are determined to walk with God, and there are going to be those who, well, they're not going to be so careful. But I remember telling how that as young girls, they would often walk, they were very close to each other, although they were about 6 years apart. And of course, when you're real young, that's quite a difference. Doesn't make much difference when you grow older. When you're, children and growing up and so on, and in your teens, 6 years can make quite a difference. But they were quite close to each other. And they said how that oftentimes they would walk in the fields together, and they would say to one another, no matter what anyone else does, we're going to be true to the Lord. No matter what anyone else does, we're going to follow the Lord. No matter what anyone else does, we're going to walk with God. And of course, all the rest of their lives proved that, because that's exactly what they did. And they kept very true to God and determined to follow the Lord, no matter what anyone else would do. Hallelujah. And it was at that same time that the Lord made very real to Sarah that song, Jesus, I my cross have taken, all to leave and follow thee. Let the world despise and leave me. They've left my Savior too. And it's a good thing to have a purpose like that. A purpose like that in your heart. Hallelujah. Whether you're young or whether you're old, we have to make that consecration and make that choice. And it's good to make it when you're young. But, it's also necessary to keep that choice before us. Joshua made this statement when he was probably nearly 110 years old. It was probably not too long before he died. Sometimes we have seen some people who were true to God in the earlier part of their life, and then they let down in the latter part of their life. And they brought discredit. And simply because we have followed the Lord in the early days of our life does not guarantee that we're going to continue to do so. We can't coast on past experiences. We have to keep our choice before us and keep our determination. Oh God, oh God, oh God, keep me true. We find that in the lives of the kings. Many of them, they started out well, kings of Judah. They started out well until, there's some until there in the record, or there's some but there in the record. And they were true until God blessed them for many years. And they walked with God for many years, and then they let down. God wants to give us grace to be true and faithful even unto the end. Hallelujah. We don't know much about, or anything to my knowledge, about Joshua's house. But we don't know. We presume that he was married. We presume that he had a family and so on. But it's interesting, isn't it, that even when he was undoubtedly past 100, we don't know, maybe it wasn't right when he was 110 when he said this, but certainly in the latter years of his life, but he was still saying, listen here, as far as for me and my house, I'm still the head of the house. I'm still going to cause my house to follow God. I'm still going to see to it that those who are associated with me, that they follow God. And that ought to be our faith. That ought to be our light. That ought to be our determination. Hallelujah. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. And we need to have that light in our souls. Let others do what they will. Let others do what they will. I realize that there's a place where we're to have faith over other people, surely, and so forth. But if other people choose to go a different way, if other people choose to let down, if other people choose to relax, if other people become weary in well-doing, well, God, by your grace, I'm going to stick it out. I'm going to be true right to the end. You know, it's sort of easy to as you grow older, to say, oh, well, what difference does it make? And so on, and sort of to let down. But God wants us to be absolutely firm in our resolution to make it early in life. Oh, Joshua made it early in life. We know that by his actions, the way he lived. And we know how he walked with God in a marvelous way, as we see it through the book of Joshua. And how God led him, how God worked in him, and through him, and by him. Oh, what God did. But listen, right at the end, he says, God, he says to the people, as for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord. Praise God. I'd like to remind all of us that at 4:30 this afternoon, we gather for prayer in this place, in this room, especially for the weekend, and we invite one and all to come. And staff members who are not on duty, of course, are expected to be here. But we want to come and to believe that God is going to manifest himself in a very real way according to his purposes over this weekend. Praise the Lord. Let us stand. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Thank you, Lord. All glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Keep me true. In the flesh whatsoever, but let our confidence be strong in God. Bless those who must leave us today. Bless them as they go their way. Cover them with thy precious blood and fill their cars with the glory of God, and fill their hearts with the great presence of God. And we ask it in your precious name. Amen. Yes.